Bloomington voters elect their first black mayor, and in Normal, a vote to stay the course.
And have said that resoundingly by returning all the incumbents.
That's re-elected Normal Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, April 7th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a historic first for the city of Bloomington and the extension of a long tenure in Normal. Charlie Schlenker has this election recap.
Mboka Mwilambwe will become Bloomington's first black mayor. The veteran council member defeated two less experienced opponents, Jackie Gunderson and Mike Straza, in the Bloomington mayoral election. Mwilambwe says he didn't run to make history as the first black mayor, but recognizes the significance.
It's a great message for the community. I think it'll be inspiring for others who would come behind me.
Mwilambwe says his decade on the city council made the difference in the race. Gunderson and Straza had not held office before, and Mwilambwe says it would have been a steep learning curve for them just to join the council.
But going from resident to mayor is an even bigger leap. So in my opinion, I think a number of the voters were able to recognize that.
Mwilambwe also campaigned on updating the city's roads and other infrastructure and core services like public safety and recreation. In Normal, the challenger for the mayor's job tried to make incumbency a real negative, attacking tax rates, business development incentives, and transparency. Mark Tiratilli's efforts didn't work against four-term mayor Chris Koos, but Tiratilli says the record turnout validates his campaign.
I have no regrets about that. The theme of my campaign was getting your voice heard. I felt like we did that. I felt satisfied that what I wanted to say was out there, and it's up to the people to decide. I'd like to see our government run the same way.
Tiratilli lost by more than 400 votes after losing an 11-vote squeaker 4 years ago. Mayor Chris Koos says the result indicates the direction of the town is sound. Koos says a major difference from 4 years ago was he and incumbents worked very hard after taking the last election cycle too much for granted.
The voter turnout was higher than it's ever been for a municipal election. People got energized. I think there was a lot of hard work being done on campaigns, on everybody's campaign.
Koos says 2,000 more people voted in Normal this year than did so last cycle. Koos says he'll listen to and engage with the more than 4,000 people who voted for Tiratilli. Tiratilli says he doubts there will be change on that front.
He didn't deviate 2 years ago, and I don't expect him to deviate this time either. I hope he will, but I don't.
Koos says the town will go through its strategic planning exercise, and when it is safe, hold a citizen summit to get input on the plan. Tiratilli says now he'll concentrate on his family. Voters in Normal also returned all three incumbent council members to office, Kevin McCarthy, Scott Preston, and Kimberly Cummings, defeating a slate of four conservative candidates and two other centrists. McCarthy says he takes that to mean voters are happy with the town's direction.
I think voters believe we're doing a good job, and they like us at the helm, and they'd like to see us to continue.
The fourth-place vote-getter, David Paul Blumenschein, helped lead a trip to Washington for a protest rally that became the Capitol insurrection January 6th. Kimberly Cummings only narrowly defeated Blumenschein and says that shows more needs to be done to bring the community together.
There is still some hope for us, but I know there's a way still to go to bridge the gap.
Blumenschein, Carl Sela, and Steve Harsh were highly critical of development incentives. Winner Scott Preston says it appears voters like town efforts to develop the economy.
I think they see the economic growth, both the opportunity as we come out of the pandemic and into a post-COVID world, as well as the opportunity with all that Rivian is doing and will hopefully continue to do.
Voters decide Bloomington Council seats ward by ward and not at large as in Normal. Three newcomers will join the Bloomington Council, but the Progressive People First slate of candidates was shut out. Sheila Montney won her race against Willie Holton Halbert in the East Side Ward 3. Montney says talk of reducing police funding was one example where she feels the council has fallen out of touch with the public.
As I look back over the council's agendas over the last 12 to 18 months, it seems that the time the council has spent on agenda topics don't really necessarily align with what the folks were telling me about when I went door to door.
Montney and the Near East Side Ward 5 winner Nick Becker both had endorsements from the Bloomington Police Union. Becker says he believes the issue resonated with voters.
I think that that probably played a part in it. I mean, if you look across any area in the state or the country, the majority of people, you know, 70%+ generally are against defunding the police.
ISU Professor Tom Crumpler apparently edged out former council member Jim Fruin in the Northeast Side Ward 9 by 19 votes. School board races were also on the ballot. Three newcomers were elected to the Unit 5 board. Kendrick Coleman, Jeremy DeHai, and Stan Gozier were the top vote getters as results came in. That's according to preliminary returns from the county and city election authorities. The trio were among six candidates vying for three open seats. No incumbents sought re-election. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here's some other stories we're following at the WGLT Newsroom. There are now 42 people from McLean County hospitalized with COVID-19. That's a new record high. Just 5% of all hospital beds in Bloomington Normal are open. Ratings agency Moody's has downgraded Unit 5's credit rating as part of a new grading system that's affecting hundreds of school districts across the country. And the State Board of Elections executive director was placed on administrative leave after being the subject of an online extortion attempt. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Next, we turn to a proposal to share the cost of drop-off recycling between Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County governments. The county rejected the deal once, but as Eric Stock reports, the county plans to give it a second look.
McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says she plans to ask the county board's executive committee to consider the plan. This after the county's land use committee voted no.
We're just looking forward to the opportunity to have another chance to explain the benefits of the program and what it can bring to everyone and to keep waste out of our landfills.
Bloomington and Normal already approved the agreement. The city, town, and county would each pay $65,000 in the first year of a three-year deal. The rate would change in future years based on who is using the recycling. Several county board members who rejected the plan say the county should pay less. Land Use Committee member William Friedrich says many in smaller towns already pay for their own recycling.
All the cities, towns, and villages within the county are doing their part, and I just don't think we should blanket everybody with this.
The town of Normal has covered the cost of the recycling program to this point. Executive Director of the Ecology Action Center, Michael Brown, says those costs escalated as markets for some recycled materials shrunk. Brown says he was grateful to see the town keep the program, even as it cut back the number of drop-off sites.
This is just a very critical part of the total recycling services for the entire community. And so I think people do want to, see it happen in one form or another.
Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus says the city was willing to pitch in to help its neighbors to the north. If the deal fails, Tyus says the city isn't ready to kick in more money.
We're not at a point as of now to consider increasing our share at this point.
County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says the county's executive committee will likely hear the proposal in April or May. The land use committee vote fell along party lines. Republicans all voted no. The executive committee has 8 Republicans and 1 Democrat. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Finance Committee meets today at 4:30. Also meeting today at 4 is Bloomington's Technology Commission. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.